April 21st, 1922. Effects of the prayer in the most holy will of God. Everything that I have written and that I write is only to obey, and more so for fear that my Jesus, being displeased, might find a pretext to deprive me of himself. He alone knows how much it cost me. And so I spent one day without Jesus, just a few shadows of him. Oh God, what pain! I was saying to myself how quickly he broke his promise of not leaving me. Oh, holy eternal will, bring me my highest good, my all. And the pain I felt was such that I felt huffy and fussy. But in this state, I tried to fuse myself in his holy volition. In the meantime, he came, making himself seen while crying bitterly, with his heart cut into many pieces. In seeing him cry, I put my huffiness aside, and hugging him and drying his tears, I said to him, "What is it, Jesus, that you are crying? Tell me. What have they done to you?" And he, "Ah, my daughter, they want to challenge me. It is an awful challenge that they are preparing for me, and this from the leaders. My sorrow is so great that I feel my heart being cut into pieces. Ah, how just it is that my justice pour itself out against creatures. Therefore, come together with me into my will. Let us rise between heaven and earth and adore together the Supreme Majesty. Let us bless him and give him homage for all, so that heaven and earth may be filled with adorations, homages, and blessings, and all may receive the effects of them." So I spent the morning praying together with Jesus in his will, but, oh, surprise! As we prayed, one was the word, but the divine volition diffused it over all created things, and the mark of it remained on them. He brought it into the Imperium. And not only did all the blessed receive the mark of it, but it was cause of new beatitude for them. It descended down below to the earth, and even into purgatory, and all received the effects of it. But who can say how it was to pray with Jesus, and all the effects that it produced? And then, after we had prayed together, he told me, "My daughter, did you see what it means to pray my will? Just as there is not one point in which my volition is not present, it circulates in everything and in everyone. It is life, actor, and spectator of everything. In the same way, the acts done in my volition become life, actors, and spectators of everything, even of the very joy, beatitude, and happiness of the saints. Everywhere they bring light, the balsamic and celestial air that unleashes joys and happiness. Therefore, never depart from my will. Heaven and earth await you to receive new joy and new splendor."